Hello, I'm Craig Barton, and welcome to this Tips for Teachers Top 5 All About Silent Teacher. Now, just before we crack on, a reminder that this is available as an audio podcast, but also as a video podcast, so you can choose your preferred medium and share it with your colleagues accordingly. And you'll find links to those either in the podcast show notes or the video description or on tipsforteachers.co.uk. Right, so silent teacher. What on earth is silent teacher? Well, as you'd imagine, it's the teacher being silent specifically during the modelling part of a lesson. In maths, this would often be during the worked example. Now, why on earth would a teacher want to be silent during that part? Well, it's kind of the opposite of what I used to do whilst I was doing my worked examples, where I'd be writing loads, I'd be chatting loads, and I'd be expecting my students to write and take notes. So I'd be wanting my students to watch, listen and write at the same time. It was just too much for them. So I stripped it right down and said, okay, the first time I'm going to present this to you, I'm not going to say a word. I want you to watch what I'm doing and think really hard. And it seemed to be quite powerful. So over the last 3 to 4 years, or more so actually, I've been developing this technique. And crucially, I've been learning from people who are far better at this than me and trying to compile together different ways to make it work effectively. Now, in my book, Tips for Teachers, available in all good and evil bookstores, I share 14 ideas to improve silent teacher. In this video, I'm going to pick out 5 of my favourites. So tip number 1 is to tell your students what you're doing and why. This is really important with anything, really, any new idea. It's important to get the students on board and to justify why you're doing it. It's a good way to do that. But particularly with silent teacher, because silent teacher is a really weird thing to do. If you all of a sudden you stop talking whilst you're doing your modelling, your kids are thinking you've lost your mind. I remember I had a girl in my class called Rachel in my year 8 class, lovely girl. I did silent teacher, didn't tell the kids what I was doing and why. Rachel's mum phoned in saying, Rachel's come home. She's saying you're not talking to them anymore. So you can see it's important to get the kids on board. One way I've found is to say to students, look, I'm not going to talk whilst I'm doing this this modelling this time. And that's to reduce all kinds of distractions so you can focus all your attention on simply watching what I'm doing and try and understand it. So whatever it takes to kind of get your students on board, but offering some kind of justification for this weird thing you're going to be doing feels important. Okay, tip number 2, gestures. So whenever you remove your voice, it's really important that you bring something else into play to direct students' attention. Because if you just go through a worked example in silence, it's quite difficult for you to pinpoint exactly where you want your students watching at any one time when you can't say things like, look at that too, or see what happens here, and so on. So gestures work really well. So this can be something as simple as just pointing to the part of the worked example, the model that you want students to look at any one time. But what it can also be is kind of gesturing for when you want your students to do the thinking. So maybe stepping away from the board at the point where you want them to think, what's he just done, and so on and so forth. So making use of hands, pointing, if you want to do a bit of acting, like, you know, touch your head when you want them thinking, something like that. But gestures are really important as part of silent teaching. Tip 3, self-explanation. Now, there's a real danger that silent teaching can be a passive experience for students. If you're not speaking and the kids aren't speaking, they can just sit there daydreaming. You know, the mind's wandering off anywhere. Nobody's learning anything. So you want silent teacher to be a really active process for students. So to do that, what we're going to do is prompt self-explanation. Now, there's a whole load of research into the power of self-explaining. And what I'm going to try and do in silent teacher is to pick out 2 key things, 2 key types of self-explaining I want students to do. That's principled. That's where students try to figure out what's just happened. And predictive, that's where they try to predict what's going to happen next. So what I do whilst silent teacher is happening is I say to students, every time I pause, and this is where the gesture comes into play, it could just be might just stop, or you might put your hand on your head, or you might step away from the board. Every time students see you do that, this is what I want them thinking about. What's he just done, and what do I think he's going to do next? Principled, can you explain what I've just done? Predictive, can you predict what I'm going to do next? And if students can engage in this type of self-explaining behavior, they're going to be more active in the process, they're going to start piecing things together themselves, and so on. Tip 4, oh, this is a biggie, allow adequate thinking time. There's a real danger that we do this all the time when we're doing our modeling. We go too fast because of curse of knowledge. We understand this, so we don't appreciate just how difficult something might be for students. But particularly when you're kind of doing things in silence, the silence can feel like it's lasting forever when actually it's only taken a few seconds. So if you want your students to go through that process we just talked about, what's he just done, what's he going to do next, they're going to need time to do that. And it may only be a few seconds, but every time we write a line, a key line, it's important that we step away from the board and give students that time to process what's he just done, what's he going to do next. Then we return and write the next line and pause again so they have an opportunity to take that in. Was what happened what they expected to happen? And as I say, this only needs to be a few seconds each time, but it's important we get into that habit that we don't just race through line after line with no opportunity for students to reflect. And as I say, that's why I find stepping away from the board can slow me down and also provide that prompt that it's time for students to self-explain. Fifth and final tip. Ask students to write questions after silent teacher. Now, I don't want students making notes during silent teacher. That falls back into the trap I used to do with my worked examples, where students were writing stuff down and missing key things that was happening on the board. So no writing down while silent teacher is happening. I want all my students' eyes on the board. But after I've gone through silent teacher, students may be a bit confused. They may be thinking, how did he do that? Where did that 7 come from? What's going on there? Or they might have a question that they want to ask me at some point. Did you do this because of this and so on? So it's a really good idea at the end of silent teacher, just to give students a minute, 2 minutes, whatever feels appropriate, just to jot down anything that they spotted, any questions they have, anything they're confused about. Now it's up to you what you do with that. My preferred thing after that is to then give students an opportunity to discuss with their partner. So put their mini whiteboards between them and compare questions. And what you'll find there is often students can sort out a lot of the problems themselves. Or after that period, you can then invite students to ask you questions from their board, whatever. But I just think giving students an opportunity to, in a sense, kind of unburden their working memories, all the things that they've taken in during silent teacher, just give them an opportunity to get it down on paper, and then you can do something with that afterwards. So there are 5 tips to help you improve silent teacher. We'll just go over those. Tip number 1, tell your students what you're doing and why. Tip 2, make full use of gestures. Tip 3, prompt self-explanation. Tip 4, allow adequate thinking time. And tip 5, ask students to write questions after silent teacher. If you've tried silent teacher already, which of those do you already do? And if you have tried silent teacher, are there any of those that you don't do that you feel are important that you can build into your practice? As a reminder, there's loads of extra tips on silent teacher and everything about explaining and modeling, plus loads of other aspects of teaching in my Tips for Teachers book. And if you head to tipsforteachers.co.uk, you'll also find the Tips for Teachers podcast, where I speak to incredible teachers and educationalists who share tips with us. I record each of those conversations as a video as well and chop up those videos into individual tips so you can share those at Twilights and CPD sessions. And there's also the free Tips for Teachers newsletter, where you get a tip sent to your inbox every Monday morning to try out in lessons that coming week. And finally, there's more Tips for Teachers online CPD sessions and face-to-face CPD sessions, again, available at tipsforteachers.co.uk. Thanks so much for watching.